AEA announces support for the Small Aircraft Revitalization Act. Gamma says general aviation billings are up in 2013, and it's full speed ahead on the Dreamliner production line. This is Aero News for Friday, May 10th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Yesterday, we told you about the recently introduced Small Aircraft Revitalization Act, or SARA, introduced by Representative Mike Pompeo, Republican of Kansas. The bipartisan-supported bill, which would update and streamline burdensome regulations on the general aviation industry and thereby improve safety, decrease costs, and free private sector innovation. The AEA played host to the FAA's Part 23 Reorganization Aviation Rulemaking Committee, or ARC, and its working group twice in 2012 at its international headquarters in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Now that the committee's work has resulted in this new legislation, AEA President Paula Dirks has reaffirmed the organization's support for the bill, saying, quote, "General aviation safety can be improved by modernizing and revamping the regulations for this sector to clear the path for technology adoption and cost-effective means to retrofit the existing fleet with new safety technologies. As general and business aviation has suffered from the Obama administration's constant rhetoric during the past 5 years, this bill gives general aviation a much-needed boost and will help those products be more efficiently certified for general aviation installations," end quote. Part 23 outlines FAA certification standards for most light civil aircraft weighing less than 12,500 pounds. The new Small Aircraft Revitalization Act of 2013 incorporates many of the ideas brought forth by ARC's working group and would require the FAA to implement the ARC recommendations by the end of calendar year 2015. There is some positive news in the first quarter shipment and billings report for 2013, issued Thursday by GAMA, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. In the first 3 months of 2013, total worldwide general aviation airplane shipments increased by 9.6%, from 418 units in 2012 to 458 units this year. Billings for general aviation airplanes totaled $4.6 billion in the first 3 months, up 32% from the same period last year. GAMA President and CEO Pete Bunce said, quote, "We are very pleased to see a shift to the positive for general aviation airplanes, which extends across the airplane segments for the first quarter of 2013. However, the performance was mixed within segments, which demonstrates the need for industry's continued engagement with elected officials and regulators throughout the world as we seek to strengthen the general aviation sector," end quote. Just this week, for example, GAMA board members wrapped up more than 110 meetings in Washington, D.C., with senators and representatives on both sides of the aisle to discuss certification, user fees, small aircraft revitalization, aviation security, and tax policies. Boeing has rolled out of its factory the first 787 Dreamliner to be built at the increased production rate of 7 airplanes per month. The airplane, which rolled out earlier this week, is the 114th 787 to be built overall and the 100th 787 to be built at the Everett, Washington factory. Boeing says its 787 program is on track to achieve a planned 10 per month rate by year's end. Just 6 months ago, the company announced that it would be increasing the number of Dreamliners coming off its assembly lines to 5 per month. The production rate accounts for airplanes built at the Everett Final Assembly Facility, the Everett Temporary Surge Line, and Boeing, South Carolina. To date, 50 787s have been delivered to 8 airlines. The program has more than 800 unfilled orders with 58 customers worldwide. Buzz Aldrin says that, quote, "No one is excited," end quote, about NASA's planned mission to bring an asteroid into an orbit inside that of the moon, and says the space agency should be planning to place a manned colony on Mars instead. Speaking at a Humans to Mars summit in Washington, D.C. Wednesday, Aldrin called President Obama's plan to mine an asteroid a, quote-unquote, distraction. The second man to set foot on the moon has recently published a book titled, quote, "Mission to Mars, My Vision for Space Exploration," end quote. Aldrin advocates for a permanent colony on Mars and says establishing a Martian colony would make mankind a, quote, 2 planted species, end quote. He envisions a scenario in which humans are constantly shuttled to Mars to expand the colony, and the trips would be one way. U.S. News reports that at the same summit, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden said that the asteroid mission is a step toward Mars, which he called the, quote, ultimate destination in our solar system and a priority for NASA, end quote. The asteroid mission would be unmanned. A robotic spacecraft would capture an as-yet unidentified asteroid and bring it back to an orbit approximating that of the moon. Once there, astronauts would visit the asteroid for study. Well, Buzz Aldrin isn't buying it. He called the asteroid mission a, quote, waste of time that, quote again, excites no one, end quote. When AeroNews continues, follow the money, $800,000 to store outdated equipment. The FAA's answer is blowing in the wind. And Delta shareholders say cha-ching.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
AeroNews continues now for Friday, May 10th. I'm Glenn Moyer. An audit conducted by the Office of the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security shows that TSA is spending some $800,000 to store obsolete and unused equipment and says it could put the money it's using to lease warehouses to better use. You think? The OIG said it made two recommendations to TSA that would assist in its warehouse management. One, to implement detailed inventory management procedures for equipment at the TSA Logistics Center. And two, develop and implement procedures to assess and adjust warehouse space on an annual basis. In response to the first recommendation, TSA said it has adopted and implemented an inventory management policy to issue equipment on the first-in, first-out basis. For the second recommendation, TSA said it partially concurs. The agency says that it understands the need to reassess warehouse space requirements annually and will implement that portion of the recommendation. However, TSA identified constraints where adjusting leased warehouse space on an annual basis may be infeasible. The OIG responded that TSA's planned actions sufficiently address their recommendation and recognizes that the agency should honor contractual commitments for agreed-upon periods. Okay, all that's fine, I suppose, but can somebody tell me, is anyone doing anything to save or put any of that $800,000 they found to better use? Where the heck is John Stossel when we need him? So how does the old song go? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Well, the FAA has told Ridgeline Energy that its proposal for a wind farm in the upstate New York town of Litchfield, just east of Syracuse, would pose a hazard to air traffic. The FAA has issued 11 letters to the energy company, according to a report from the Utica, New York Observer-Dispatch. The company had proposed to build wind turbines as tall as 492 feet, which the FAA said significantly exceeded its height standards. The agency told the power company that the wind turbines could be no higher than 85 to 175 feet, depending on their proximity to the Utica Vortac. In its letter, the FAA says the structures could have an adverse physical or electromagnetic interference effect upon navigable airspace or air navigation, end quote. The turbines were to be erected in Clayville, a village within the Litchfield city limits, the letter says. Your News Now reports that the town of Litchfield has passed a law that bans such turbines from being built there. Ridgeline Energy, the company hoping to establish the wind farm, had asked the state to override the local law and allow the structures to be built. In a broad financial plan released Wednesday, Delta Airlines announced a balanced capital deployment program aimed at creating up to $5 billion of value for shareholders, including returning more than $1 billion to shareholders over the next 3 years. In an investor presentation on Wednesday morning, Delta outlined a comprehensive 5-year financial plan. The plan focuses on free cash flow generation through a combination of expected earnings improvements and a disciplined approach to capital investment. Over the next 5 years, the company plans to reinvest $2 to $2.5 billion annually, or approximately 50% of its operating cash flow, into improving the company's fleet, facilities, products, and technology. The resulting free cash flow will be used to, among other things, return cash to shareholders. Can you say cha-ching? Silly me, I thought the airlines were hurting financially. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.